Today, Israelis are going to the polls in an election that will probably not change much, is focused on the domestic economy at a moment when peace in the region is precarious or non-existent. Note Gaza, Egypt, and exploding Syria, all on Israel's borders. Our next guest grew up in this political stalemate where religion and war seem to define the region. And early on, this musician asked the question, why can't people in Israel and the Middle East remember that they are living in one of the most culturally diverse, cosmopolitan places in the world? That's the voice of Idan Rachel leading his Idan Rachel project, which is attempting to showcase the cultural richness of Israel as an antidote to the narrowness of politics. Idan's parents emigrated to Israel from Ethiopia. He has seen many inconclusive elections in his life, and he says it's time to play a new tune and bring in some new band members from the neighborhood.
The Idan Rachel project was founded around 10 years ago. We've recorded 95 musicians and singers who came to Israel, immigrated to Israel from different parts of the world. Our mission in the Idan Rachel project is to bring the voices of the minorities to the Israeli mainstream media.
And one of the things that comes through in your music and really what you're trying to achieve is the idea that, you know, Israel is a really cosmopolitan place if you add all of this diversity.
Yes.
And you don't necessarily get that impression if you look at the political news.
Yes. For those of the listeners who are not familiar with the Israeli society, every 10 or 15 years, there is a new immigration that changes the faces of the Israeli society. This is what makes the Israel to be one of the most interesting multicultural nation. And this unique melting pot that we have is something that you must visit. You must check, yeah.
What were the opportunities that you wanted to have more of as you started out as a musician in Israel and saw around you the potential for diversity?
Definitely to be able to cross the border and to record and play with our neighbors. These are the things that I miss, you know, still being a musician in the Middle East. Just, you know, to take the car and to cross the border to Syria or to Lebanon or to Iran.
Or even the West Bank.
Indeed, yes. Even to the West Bank we cannot cross with my passport, unfortunately.
And can you envision, a concert in Gaza someday?
Indeed. I'll be the first one to perform in Gaza or Ramallah. And I hope that people in Gaza and Ramallah, I hope that they will get interested by our music. Therefore, I also hope that kids from Israel will learn about Palestinian art, about the film industry in Lebanon or the theater in Syria. I do hope, talking about election days in Israel, we are working towards peace agreement. But to make a peace is to get to know your neighbor that is, and the nations that are living across the border. And I hope that we will be able to collaborate with musicians across the border as well.
And, you know, there's a long-standing tradition of an Israeli connection with Iran that even though there's such rhetoric, anti-Iran rhetoric and anti-Israeli rhetoric coming from Iran, can musicians build that bridge with so much history between Iran and Israel?
Yeah, I don't think that there is someone in Israel that will tell you that he doesn't want to visit Iran or he has some hate in his heart to the people in Iran.
You know, you don't often hear this from Israeli voices or hear commentary about this from Israeli voices. But what went off in your gut when the Arab Spring started to happen? Did you feel as though there were possibilities that were possibly emerging?
For sure, yeah. You suddenly you hear the voice of the people. You hear what the minds and the free thoughts of the people that just want to simple things. People didn't ask for a lot. They want to have decent life, to live in respect, to get paid, and not that all the money will go to the government. Very simple things. People didn't fight for, you know, something that you think that is unbelievable or cannot happen. So I think, yeah, the Arab Spring is something that we were fascinated by it, and we were very happy to see it.
And it's still going on. Give me a sense, as a musician, what are the elements of the sort of musical composite, the sound that can come from this project, which attempts to blend so many different styles and instruments and genres?
I cannot wait for the day to record with the amazing, amazing musicians that are out there in Lebanon. There are great, great rhythms that are coming from Syria. And I'm sure that once the music from Syria and from Israel and from Lebanon will be heard all over the world. So I'm sure that you will know All of the listeners will know much more about the Middle East, not only the conflicts that we have, but about the amazing culture that we have in our region.
I wonder how you can be so sure, though, because many, particularly in the United States, have watched, as in Israel, there have been any number of projects that attempt to bridge some of the barriers that exist between people, that try to eliminate a sense of conflict by getting people together to see the world through each other's eyes, and yet the conflict goes on. It seems almost as though the governments and the establishment needs people like you to dance around among all of the people so that the leaders never have to speak to each other. And they can say, oh, we've got Eidan, you know, he's running around playing music. We don't need to make peace.
The thing is that what I'm trying to do is not to make peace. I'm trying just to do the music, just to get to know my neighbor. I think that when people are trying to do something, but they're trying too hard. It always feels like they're trying too hard, and the goal is not the music. The goal is not the simplicity of life. The goal is not just to open a restaurant on the border of Israel and Lebanon that chefs from both sides will work in. Simple things. Peace is about simple things, about making people come together. I'm not trying to change the world. I'm trying to do a musical project that maybe, you know, will just bring us one step toward the mission of just to get to know our neighbors.
You know who you're voting for, right?
Yes, indeed.
And the music that you make is probably more pleasing to the ear than some of the campaign commercials you've heard this year?
You know, it's interesting. It's like music for commercial, you know. You just listen to it, and it's not music for music. It's the soundtrack of the parties. Yeah.
The soundtrack of the parties.
Yes,
yes, yes, indeed. And sometimes you want the volume down, that's for sure.
Eidan
Raquel, Israeli singer-songwriter, thanks so much, and good luck with the project.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.